In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Fill all the hungry and thirsty within. Restore us, O Father. Revive us again. Holy Spirit, thou art well. Come in my heart. Holy Spirit, thou art well, come in my heart. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in my heart.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. In Season and Out of Season is the name of the broadcast, and I am glad to be with you today. I'm going to bring you back to when I was a little child. We would be watching television, and they would be advertising insurance, and there were these two hands. And they would say that it was very inexpensive. It was Allstate. And I would say to my father and my mother, why don't we have Allstate? And they would say, Allstate is not accepted in Massachusetts. At that time, it wasn't. And I would just, you know, I didn't understand that, you know, because, you know, they used to say you're in good hands with Allstate. Well, they still do. Well, let me tell you about the commercial that Allstate has now. Well, I think it's a black screen with words, mayhem will happen. Mayhem, trouble, big trouble will happen. And then you see the hands again. You're in good hands with Allstate. Now, this commercial could be about Jesus, because I'm going to tell you, not only is mayhem will happen, mayhem is happening. Trouble is happening in the United States. We are bankrupt. The country is bankrupt. We have no money. We keep on printing it. I don't know if you saw or heard that there was an earthquake in Canada, and you know, it struck parts of Brookline, at least the aftershocks, okay? Well, you know what? I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, I have earthquake insurance. I have earthquake insurance on our house in East Boston. And you might say, why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Boston is on a fault. A fault can slip at any time. And with all the sins that we have committed against the Lord in Massachusetts, in Boston, I'm going to tell you, mayhem could happen. Mayhem. Now, I know I've said this before, if you don't have earthquake insurance, you should get it. You are not covered for floods and earthquake. That's just a reality. But maybe mayhem is happening in your life. Maybe mayhem is happening in your family. Maybe there's a son that's on drugs, or a daughter that's gone wayward, or children that have left school, or someone's drinking or drugging. Maybe someone's lost a job. Maybe. Mayhem is happening. But where do you go when mayhem happens? Like, where do you go? You're in good hands with Allstate? Oh, no, no. I'm in good hands with Jesus. Because you know what? There's always something to put in the hands of the Lord. This week it's something, and next week, I will assure you, it'll be something else. They call that life. They call that life. And there's always something to place in the hands of the Lord. Mayhem is happening, but where do you go when mayhem happens? Do you completely lose it? Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. I do lose it for a while. For a couple of days, I lose it. But then I gain it back. Then I gain perspective. Because you know what? I'm Italian. I've got to get it out. I just cannot just keep it in and swallow it. Oh, no. I've got to get it out. So I let it out. I scream. I holler. And then, you know what? You've got to get back into focus. And that's real. That's absolutely, as I said, last week it was something, and this week it's something else. And you know what? Next week, it'll be something else. Because life is real. And we do not escape the troubles of life. But where do we go when the troubles come? Where do we go when mayhem happens? Where do we go when our boat is leaking? To whom shall I go? Peter said, you alone have the words of eternal life. These were the words that Peter said to the Lord Jesus Christ in the 6th chapter of St. John. He had just fed the crowds, multiplied bread and fish, and then he gives the discourse of the Eucharist. I am the bread of life. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your ancestors ate and died, those who eat this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world to come. And then he said something that turned the crowd against him. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. The people that were following Jesus at this time were disciples. They were not Sunday Catholics. They had left everything to follow Jesus. Mother, father, sister, brother, lands, homes. And now he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And they think he's talking about cannibalism. And they begin to leave. It's John 6:66. The first time that I hear 666. I know when the Bible came to us, it didn't have verses and chapters. I understand that. But John 6:66 said, many of the disciples that were with him departed. And then our Lord Jesus looks at Peter and says, will you too go? Puts him right on the spot. Will you too go? And Peter, being bankrupt, says, to whom shall I go? You alone have the words of eternal life. I can't go any place. I don't understand what you're talking about, but to whom shall I go? You alone have the words of eternal life. When mayhem happens, where do you go? When trouble afflicts you, where do you go? Some people run to the bottle. Last night, I ran to the potato chips. But you know what? Not tonight. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. To whom shall I go? You alone have the words of eternal life. You are eternal life. This is eternal life, to believe in the one true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So this is just basic. Life does happen, and people get all messed up. And troubles come to those who don't deserve them. That's just reality. Troubles come to those who don't deserve them. Sicknesses come to those who don't deserve them. No one knows better than I about that. Young people I have buried with young families who have cancer. Man of God, my friend Paul Morrell, a man of God, colorectal cancer, leaves three children. But he departed in faith. When he realized he was dying on the day that he died, you want to know what he said to me? I better prepare myself for this awesome meeting. My Lord. He was leaving a baby and two young children. And a beautiful wife. I was with his wife last week, 2 weeks ago now. And she's mourning. But she has to go on. Because she knows, to whom shall I go? You alone, Jesus, have the words of everlasting life. So I understand death and sickness. It's happened in me. It's happened in my family. I've told you before, I will not have a puppy. Not because I don't want to walk them. I don't want to bury anybody else in my family. I've buried them all. Nobody else. You understand? I'm not going to get attached to a dog. And then I'm going to have to bury another family member. Sorry. I buried them all. It's enough. It's quite enough. Where do you go? Like, where do you go? Everybody goes someplace when trouble comes. Everybody goes someplace. Have you ever thought of picking up the Bible? Have you ever thought about picking up the Bible? And seeing where some of the people went when they had trouble? Where did they go? We might take the Psalm 73. David has a lot of trouble. He says, "Oh, how good God is to the upright, the Lord to those who are clean of heart. But as for me, I lost my balance." Have you ever lost your balance in life? I have. "My feet slipped." Have your feet ever slipped? Your emotions? I have. "Because I was envious of the arrogant when I saw that they were prosperous, even though they were wicked. For they suffer no pain. Their bodies are healthy. They're free of the burdens of life. They're not afflicted like others. Out of their stupidity comes sin. Evil thoughts flood their hearts. They scoff and they have malice. They set their mouths against God. Their tongues roam the earth. So my people turn to them and drink deeply their words. These evil people say, does God really know? Sounds like the devil to me. So the evil people prosper. And the man who follows God is sick, tired, exhausted. Mayhem happens. Listen to the 13th verse of 73 Psalm. Is it in vain that I have kept my heart clean? Is it in vain that I've washed my hands in innocence? Is it in vain that I follow the Lord? That's a faith crisis. Have you ever had one? I have. Many of them. Where do you go when you have a faith crisis? Where do you go? Do you look at the wicked and see how they prosper? Maybe for a while. But I have to always run to Jesus. Because he knows. And he understands. Is it in vain that I kept my heart clean? For I am afflicted day after day. Had I thought that I would speak as the wicked speak, I would have betrayed my people. Though I tried to understand all this. Have you ever tried to understand why the wicked prosper? And very many times, those who love God and are good suffer. Have you ever tried to understand it? I have. Though I tried to understand all this, it was too difficult for me. Until, hallelujah, I entered into the sanctuary of God. Until I went to pray. Until I decided, to whom shall I go? Because you know what? I'd lost my balance. Do you know what? I was completely confused. Do you know what? I couldn't figure it out in my head. Until I went into the sanctuary of God. And I came to understand their end. You set them in slippery places. How suddenly they are devastated. Undone by disasters forever. They are like a dream after waking up, Lord. Dismissed like shadows when you arise. Since my heart was embittered and my soul deeply wounded, I was stupid and could not understand. I was like a brute beast in your presence, like a donkey. But yet, I am always with you, and you hold my right hand. Even when I was like a donkey, even when I couldn't understand, even when I questioned why, you were always with me. When mayhem happens, where do you go? It's a very good question. To whom shall I go? You alone, Lord, are eternal life. You alone have the words of eternal life. You alone can pull me out of this pit. I have no understanding about it. Even when I was a brute beast and I started to shake my fist at heaven, you held my hand. And then the psalmist says, whom else in heaven do I have but you? Because nothing on earth delights me. Though my flesh and my heart fail, God is the rock of my heart, my portion. As for me, to be near the Lord is my good. To make the Lord my refuge is my good. Oh, yeah, he went through this anguish, mayhem, questioning, faith crisis, but he was grounded when he went to pray. How many people today are not grounded? I worry about young people. I worry about the young people in Winthrop. One drug addict who's been reformed and converted said, Father Tom, in Winthrop, you can travel 1/4 mile any way and you can find drugs. 1/4 mile any way and you can find drugs. If the drug dealers know this, what about authorities? Do you know prostitution is a reality in Winthrop? Our beautiful little town by the sea, prostitution. It's very sad. It's very sad. Oh, and you know, mayhem has happened in Winthrop and we kind of hide it. I heard a terrible story today. Makes my heart like I want to be ripped out of my body. A friend of mine's little daughter used to play with this other little daughter. This other little daughter lived in another town. And the mummy gave her everything, 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 everything. But my friend saw that her daughter was playing with this child, and as she was growing older, this child was growing too old for her own good. She wanted to keep her child innocent. This daughter got everything from the mother. My friend's daughter would say, well, I don't get everything. One day, there was a sleepover. A sleepover. And mummy, not my friend, but the other mummy, was to have all the children go to a movie. But there was no movie. They snuck out. And my friend's child called her mother at 10 o'clock. She was on Route 1. When my friend went to pick up her daughter was grounded and never again would see this young girl. This young girl was indicted in a police murder and now is in jail for the rest of her life. Sad? Sad? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. My heart goes out to this child because you know what? The mother should be in jail with her. And as we were talking today, she said, thank God. No, I said, thank God they were on Route 1. She wasn't saying thank God about the girl in jail. She said, thank God that I separated them. No, I said, thank God they were on Route 1 because you wouldn't have separated them until it might have been too late. And she said, no more. You will not see this child anymore. No more. My heart goes out to this poor, poor child now who will be in jail for a good part of her life. Who was there to tell her when she had difficulty? Even now, where do you go? Do you know in a women's prison what they will do to young girls? I know. You pray for her. And you pray for her mother. You pray for her. And you pray for her mother. Because you know what? This is beyond sad. This is devastation. But yet the Lord can salvage. I'm praying that this child would find the Lord Jesus Christ in jail, that her life would be changed. To whom shall I go when mayhem happens? You alone have the words of eternal life. Peter knew it. And as I said, I worry about the young. You know why? Because the young don't know it. Parents will give them everything. The best clothes, the best sneakers, the best health insurance. But they don't bring them to the cross, to the Lord, to the Eucharist. How sad. How sad. I thank God that when mayhem happens, I know where to run to, if not the first day, the third day. I thank God because for me, it is good for me to be with the Lord. I don't know about you, but maybe you're filled with shame today, you know? I'm going to tell you, shame is of the devil. God doesn't want you to be in shame or torment of your sins. He wants to clean you up and wash you out with the blood of his Son. And he doesn't recall them anymore. Please, turn to Jesus Christ. Get to confession. Turn to Jesus Christ. Run to the cross. Because if mayhem doesn't happen today, it will tomorrow or next week, and you're in good hands with Jesus. And those hands are wounded. They're not like Allstate's hands. They had nails in them. They're not like Allstate. They understand what you're going through. Turn to Jesus Christ. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.